June 22, 2026. Today's reading from Encounter with God. Abram enters the scene. Opening prayer. Thank you, Father, for the wonder of your word, for all it encompasses, and that it speaks to minds and hearts with life-giving truth. Read Genesis chapter 11, verses 10 through 32. From Shem to Abram. This is the account of Shem's family line. 2 years after the flood, when Shem was 100 years old, he became the father of Arphaxad. And after he became the father of Arphaxad, Shem lived 500 years and had other sons and daughters. When Arphaxad had lived 35 years, he became the father of Shelah. And after he became the father of Shelah, Arphaxad lived 403 years and had other sons and daughters. When Shelah had lived 30 years, he became the father of Eber. And after he became the father of Eber, Shelah lived 403 years and had other sons and daughters. When Eber had lived 34 years, he became the father of Peleg. And after he became the father of Peleg, Eber lived 430 years and had other sons and daughters. When Peleg had lived 30 years, he became the father of Reu. And after he became the father of Reu, Peleg lived 209 years and had other sons and daughters. When Reu had lived 32 years, he became the father of Serug. And after he became the father of Serug, Reu lived 207 years and had other sons and daughters. When Serug had lived 30 years, he became the father of Nahor. And after he became the father of Nahor, Serug lived 200 years and had other sons and daughters. When Nahor had lived 29 years, he became the father of Terah. And after he became the father of Terah, Nahor lived 119 years and had other sons and daughters. After Terah had lived 70 years, he became the father of Abram, Nahor, and Haran. Abram's family. This is the account of Terah's family line. Terah became the father of Abram, Nahor, and Haran. And Haran became the father of Lot. While his father Terah was still alive, Haran died in Ur of the Chaldeans in the land of his birth. Abram and Nahor both married. The name of Abram's wife was Sarai, and the name of Nahor's wife was Milcah. She was the daughter of Haran, the father of both Milcah and Iscah. Now Sarai was childless because she was not able to conceive. Terah took his son Abram, his grandson Lot, son of Haran, and his daughter-in-law Sarai, the wife of his son Abram, and together they set out from Ur of the Chaldeans to go to Canaan. But when they came to Haran, they settled there. Terah lived 205 years, and he died in Haran. Reflect. How many times have you changed locations since childbirth? What were the reasons? You'd be forgiven for thinking that this genealogy seems familiar. What you've read today regarding Shem's line of descent overlaps with what we considered just 3 days ago. We find this often in Scripture. We should not dismiss it as unnecessary repetition, but rather appreciate how Genesis has interwoven different versions of stories and lists. Indeed, the names are presented in a way very similar to the line of Adam found in chapter 5, but with a notable difference. In chapter 5, mention of each character is concluded with the phrase, "and then he died." Today we're presented with, "when he had lived." While we may wonder if this is simply editorial variance, as I read the text today, I find more hope here than in the solemn death knell detailing of chapter 5. This hope within me may be fueled by the first mention of Abram. Abraham, as he would later be known, is arguably among the most famous characters in the Old Testament and one of the most influential men in history. As Abram's family begins their journey to the land of promise, we pause to reflect on the region's long history of migration and settlement, a story that continues to influence contemporary tensions and disputes over land and territory. We will visit this chapter in the next quarter and observe Abram setting out from Ur in response to the instruction of the Lord. However, instead of making the longer journey to Canaan, Abram will settle in Haran. This halfway obedience may seem problematic, but we can take comfort in knowing that, like Abram, we may at times delay the full purposes of God, yet he will still find a way. Apply. Reflect on when you've stopped short of where God has called you to. Can you find the courage to ask God to take your hand and lead you further? Closing prayer. God and Father, thank you that your faithfulness to Abraham is the same that you offer me, that you will always lead me where you want me to go.